Goeiemôre. Vanmôre wil jy 'n boodskap deel wat ek per e-pos ontvang het en ek weet nie wie die skrywer daarvan is, so kan ek dit met jou deel nie, maar kom ek deel die gedeelte met jou. Isaiah 40 verse 28 to 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagle. They will run and not grow weary, but they will walk and not be faint. No matter who you are, what work you do, or whom you know, there are times when we get discouraged as individuals. I know, because I get discouraged. And I believe that no matter how difficult life is, there is always a solution. Discouragement happens to everyone. Few Christians escape of discouragement. These down times seem to be a normal part of the Christian life. We learn from the Bible that some of God's most prominent characters experience times of keen disappointment. For example, we have Moses telling the Lord in Numbers 11 verse 15, "If this is how you are going to treat me, put me to death right now. Do not let me see my wretchedness." Then we have Elijah after his extraordinary supernatural experience on Mount Carmel. On hearing that Jezebel wanted to kill him, ran into the wilderness and prayed, saying, "It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I'm no better than my fathers." 1 Kings 19 verse 4. Jonah, feeling wretched after the Lord spared the city of Nineveh, says, "I beseech you, Lord, to take away my life from me. It were better for me to die than to live." Jonah 4 verse 3. David, after having been assured that one day he would be king over Israel, experienced constant hatred and persecution from King Saul and began to doubt whether he would last for much longer. In desperation, he expressed his feelings in 1 Samuel 27 verse 1. "One of these days I will be destroyed by the hand of Saul. The best thing I can do is to escape into this land of the Philistines." It proved to be a very unwise decision with disastrous consequences and teaches us that it's always better to wait until the mind is calm before making a major choice. During bouts of discouragement, people make decisions they would never entertain under normal circumstances. Some have given up serving God, left their families, spoken unwisely, became violent, and haven't even contemplated suicide. There can be a significant link between our physical, emotional, and spiritual states. When one is overtired, stressed, or in poor health, we sometimes lack the emotional and spiritual resources to cope. A weary, tired, and drained mind can be a target for Satan and discouragement. If you are discouraged, do not lose hope. Do not throw in the towel. Do not give the devil space to rejoice over your life. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I rebuke and cancel the spirit of discouragement and depression upon my life. Discouragement and depression, you are not part of my makeup. I do not receive it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I've exchanged the spirit of heaviness for the garment of praise. Isaiah 61 verse 3 says, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that might be glorified." Thank you, Jesus, that I'm free from depression and discouragement. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Have a blessed day.